Welcome to this special edition of the IRIS podcast, taken from the 2010 IRIS Forum. This edition features an introduction to the forum from IRIS's director, Alison Petch, followed by a keynote by Adam Ingram, MSP.
Right, good morning everyone. I think that's everybody just about settled down. On behalf of my colleagues at IRIS, I'd really like to welcome you to this event, but also particularly to this rather distinctive venue. I don't know if anybody else in this room has swum lengths up and down the infirmary street baths, which this building used to be, and it was very much swimming lengths. It certainly wasn't a leisure club. And just thinking about that earlier today, I suppose we could perhaps take an analogy from that. Those baths have been transformed into what we think is this rather attractive venue now occupied by the Dovecote Weaving Studio. If you go upstairs, people can look over the balcony into the weaving area. And perhaps we can take from that an analogy of some of the transformation that we're hoping to talk about today. Challenging times, creative solutions. Hopefully, in this event, what we're going to do is both hear and experience from some external speakers and from a theatre group, but also showcase some of the work of IRIS itself. What I call the second generation IRIS has now been around for about 15 months, and hopefully we want to show you some of the things that can be of use to you. And our aspirations for today are that you hear about new ways of doing things and how to put them into place, some really practical solutions to some of the challenges that are around. Strategies for ensuring that we reflect on policy and practice to ensure that it's evidence-based and that it really is pursuing avenues that are likely to deliver effective outcomes. How to deliver maximum impact from limited resources, but actually how to do that in a way that separates fact from fiction, particularly in the media blizzard that we're currently surrounded by, the sort of panic that inevitably may enter such situations. What we want to do is to try and steer a steady route through that and show ways in which we can be a little more optimistic. And I think that's the theme for today, to hopefully leave people with a sense of optimism. And just one example, we've been hearing here in Scotland this last couple of weeks about the proposals for joint commissioning, joint procurement amongst the Clyde 8. And some of you may have seen the Newsnight programme in which this was discussed, and some rather different perspectives on the extent of savings that this would achieve, how significant this might be. And I certainly don't have the material to produce an answer to that at the moment. What I'm saying is that it's critical that we become adept at both designing new options, but also having the skills to put them under the microscope before we go whole scale into a different way of working. So that's enough from me. As an economist, I'm sure that this is something the Minister, Adam Ingram, is well skilled at doing, and I'm delighted to invite the Minister to give the opening address.
Well, thank you very much, Alison. Good morning, everyone. It's encouraging to see you all this at this first forum organised by IRIS, and I thank Alison in particular for inviting me to speak to you today. I'd like to start by congratulating IRIS for choosing such an interesting and exciting venue. I've no doubt the surroundings will serve as inspiration and assist in the creative thinking that we're hoping for within the programme set out for today. Exploring creative and innovative ways that the social services workforce can offer support has never been more relevant. And the theme of today's forum couldn't be more apposite: challenging times, creative solutions. We all recognise that the current economic climate and cuts in public finances provides real challenges for all sectors and services. The detailed implications for Scotland of the UK budget announcement on the 20th of October are still being worked through. But whatever the final figures look like, we all know it will be challenging, and not just for the next year, but for some time to come. But this challenge is an opportunity for sectors to come together and jointly explore ways to contribute to the Scottish Government's ambition for the delivery of social services in Scotland and develop the solutions to deliver the best support and services possible. And what is that ambition? Well, it's to provide high quality, flexible support and services that meet the demands of change, continually improve, and are responsive and personalised to the needs of people who need support or services and are carers. There is a general recognition that collaborative working within and across sectors and services to make the most of their resources and potential, be open to innovative ideas to continue to deliver high quality services, is a good thing, and a great deal of lip service has been paid to that concept. But this doesn't always translate into what really happens, whether at strategic or operational level. So does working together really matter? Well, of course it does, and now more than ever before. Responding to future funding constraints requires realism and genuine willingness to put aside silo mentalities and focus on what can be done collaboratively with the resources available. As in the theme for today, there is a need and opportunity to develop creative solutions to deliver better outcomes. We need strong, focused, and purposeful leadership at national and local level. This government will continue to work with key partners to achieve our purpose of sustainable economic growth. But community planning partnerships can be crucial, working to strategically manage combined resources, delivering joined up health, social care, and educational support. There must be a more strategic approach to planning and commissioning within and across agencies and services, working together with stronger links between financial plans and service plans. The skills, expertise, and creativity of the people who work in services must be fully utilised, whether in the statutory, voluntary, or private sectors. Opportunities to share training, develop common skills, break down barriers of culture, language, or technology must be identified and exploited. The capacity of people, families, and communities to be part of their own solution and actively work with services must be encouraged and supported. Shifting the focus towards anticipatory and preventative approaches rather than responding to crises when the impact on the individual and indeed the cost has escalated needs to be proactively managed. Underpinning all of this is the need to continue to value and develop the workforce, whether in the statutory, voluntary, or private sector. While funding is always a factor, our main resource is people. The people who work on the front line, engaging with children, families, and communities. The people who lead and manage them and help create the environment and conditions in which they operate. And the people in corporate functions who make decisions about funding and pooling resources, IT, knowledge management, partnerships, challenging practice and as supporting and developing innovation. And this is borne out by one of the key findings from SWEA's round of inspections of local authorities' social services departments, where it was found that there was little correlation between the level of expenditure on services and performance. However, leadership was a key factor and characteristics of the best performing services. IRIS is an important resource which can assist in realising our vision of a confident, competent and valued workforce, committed to continuous learning and development and contributing fully to our ambitions for the people of Scotland. Making the best use of the workforce's skills, helping individuals and organisations access, share and use knowledge, and transferring that knowledge into safe, effective and personalised practice will enhance service delivery and, most importantly, improve outcomes for people who use services. To achieve the ambition for a competent and confident workforce, there needs to be a clear understanding of what people require to be able to develop their skills. IRIS's innovation and improvement programme has been developed to support people to overcome barriers to change and assist in introducing new approaches and embracing positive risk-taking, allowing managers to see the opportunities that employing new ways of working can bring will result in increasing the competency of the workforce. The programme includes creating a culture of innovation and working with voluntary service sector organisations to co-design in conjunction with the people who use their services. Evidence-based practice is crucial to the success of the delivery of social services. IRIS's evidence-informed practice programme gives ready access to known practice that is already in the sector and working for them. Sharing resources and learning from others can bring huge benefits. Sharing knowledge and expertise lies at the heart of the ambition to provide a learning culture by bringing key players with their expertise together to allow their knowledge to be shared will increase competence throughout the workforce. Sharing knowledge can be achieved through many mediums, ranging from traditional training, technology, community engagement, and social media. All add a rich tapestry of expertise and support to the workforce. Again, IRIS is providing valuable support to the implementation of the knowledge management strategy, offering training and introducing people to the benefits of new technology. The workforce needs clear and accessible routes to information. And with so much information and technology out there, it's important that people have easy access to appropriate information and resources. Now, today's event challenges the sector to explore creative ways of how the social service workforce can do things differently to improve outcomes. The Scottish Government welcomes the commitment from the social services workforce in taking forward our agenda for a competent, confident workforce. IRIS has today set you up for a full and exciting programme that will challenge you to discover creative and innovative ways to work in partnership, make changes and improve skills. But by working together in partnership on a common cause, you will enable the workforce to continue to deliver quality services to benefit users and carers and target key areas of practice. I wish you all an enjoyable day and one that I'm sure you will find useful in taking back to your own area of the workforce as well as the wider community. So I'd like to thank IRIS for providing this forum and to everyone here in contributing to the realisation of the government's vision for Scotland, along with the individuals and communities that you support. Thank you very much for listening to me. Thank you.